Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
All right, it is a Thursday, everybody, and you know on Thursdays we have a little bit of fun with the Bad Moms Club. That's right, if you haven't heard of Bad Moms Club, it's not really Bad Moms Club as in like bad moms hang out, whatever. It just has that name because we want it to be a safe place for moms to be honest and be transparent and just, you know, speak and just say what they got to say, okay? So you write us a letter, I read it out, and then we try and give the mom in question some advice. And yes, dads also help with the advice as well. Let me give you the scenario for today. It says, okay, hey, Bad Moms Club, I need you to be honest with me, please. I'm a single mom with a 15-year-old daughter, and I found a way to keep track of everything she does on her phone. So every time my daughter does anything on her phone, I get a notification. I can read all her messages, and even her social media accounts are available to me. Oof. My daughter has no idea I've done this. I feel horrible for evading her privacy. But on the other hand, I'd feel worse if something happened to her that I couldn't have prevented. I've read horror stories. Advice, please. Bad Moms Club. Has anyone else done this? So basically, in a nutshell, Anonymous in Westville has cloned her 15-year-old daughter's phone. What that means, if you haven't cloned anybody's phone before, is whatever happens on that phone happens on the device you have. So if the phone rings, you see it's ringing. Messages, you see them. Access to the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you literally have a copy of that phone at your disposal. And Anonymous wants to know if what she's doing is good or bad. What do we think about it? So drop me a voice note, 061-792-9495. Do you think that Anonymous is out of hand? Okay, here is my take on things. To be honest, the mom I have would have done the exact same thing if she had the resources back in the 80s when I was still a kid, right? That's for sure. As a parent, you need to always do what is best to protect your children. And every parent, I believe, knows their child. There are some children you need to sit on them like hawks. And I was one of those. Like, give me room and I'll show you flames. I can admit it now as an adult, but in my teenage years, I really thought I could take on the world. I thought I was everything. I thought I could be on my own. I don't need my parents. I'll get a job. I'll live my best life. And obviously, my mom never gave me room to even think I could see those audacious dreams through. And so I get it, mama. If you have a daughter who is a little bit, you know, she likes things like me, like off things, likes to hide things, do things that are not supposed to be done, you know what you need to do. The only mistake here is that if your daughter finds out you've cloned her phone and you haven't told her, it could very well ruin your relationship with your daughter. It's a trust issue. A teenager is not a five-year-old that you can just instruct, this is the way it goes, and that's it. A teenager is someone you have to have communication with and have a trust and loving relationship through the trust, right? And I think you would have gotten a lot more respect from her if you had just said, you have been behaving in such and such a way. That has given me concerns. And for that reason, I've made the executive decision that I will clone your phone. So be aware that I have access to your phone. Just so you know, I think that would have been a much better thing to do. I do believe that if you feel that that was the extreme extent you needed to go for the safety of your daughter, do it. Let's look at a very clear example here. More than 23,000 teenagers are pregnant in Gauteng as we speak. From March when we announced lockdown to today, children from as young as 10 years old in the province of Gauteng, there's 23,000 teenagers. And a 10-year-old, by the way, is not a teenager. But the number starts from 10-year-olds through to 19-year-olds. They have fallen pregnant in their schooling year. Think about that. So, mama, if you need to do what you've got to do to protect your children, especially at times like this where most times they're at home, they're not at school, they can't do sports, they can't do this, they can't do that, you do what you got to do, boo. 061-792-9495. What do you think?
Hi, Carol. I think it's absolutely disgraceful. The mother, she put the daughter down, said, you know what, this is what I'm doing. Are you comfortable with it? At least let the daughter know. I mean, this is disgraceful. Disgusting. I mean, I'm glad she's not my mother because I will never trust her ever in my life again. I will always have doubts if she's doing things behind my back. What's going to happen when the girl has got a boyfriend? I mean, she's going to put a webcam on her, flipping, I don't know. No, this mother is totally disgraceful. I'm sorry.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for a great show. With regards to the mom who is has cloned her daughter's phone, I would just like to say well done to mom because there's a lot of creeps out there. And sometimes children don't really know what they're getting into. And besides, if mom's paying for the phone, she has every right to look and see what her daughter's doing with it. Children nowadays need boundaries. And I did exactly the same with my kids. My kids had boundaries. They weren't allowed to do certain things. And if I felt that they were overstepping the mark, I had no problem taking anything away from them. So well done to mom. I think she's doing a good thing to protect her daughter.
Good morning, Carol, and hello to anonymous mom. Being a 19-year-old girl myself, I know what you're going through. And it's best if you don't actually tell her about the whole cloning her phone thing, because she'll end up going and getting a whole secret life on the side without you knowing. But instead, just try and be like more supportive and try and find out what's going on in her life, but also have that there so you know it's for her own safety that you keeping a track on whatever she's doing. Because teenagers are very mischievous.
Wow, a whole 19-year-old with such an informative outlook on the situation. I love what you're saying. Because yes, if it was me, I would probably go and get another phone. And my mom told me that she's cloning my phone. I'll just get another secret phone and do my thing on the side. But I like the fact that she says mommy should, you know, be protective as well, but not judge, not, you know. I love that. Oh,
morning, Carol. Can Anonymous please share with me how she did that? Because I want to do this for my daughter. She's been asking me for a phone and I just can't bring myself to buy her one because I am so scared of everything that's going on social media. So big ups to Anonymous for that. And if it was me, I would definitely do the same. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so Rory's dug up a couple of places you can get this cloning if you want to do it for your children, for their safety. Look up apps like Questa. That's Q-U-E-S-T-R, Questa. Then there's Mobile Tracker. That's another app apparently that does that. Another one is Norton Family. And another one is Secure Teen. If you've cloned your kids' phones and you've done it, share with us the apps that you've used. Because I think some parents would like to use these apps to look out for their kids. Why not? If you can help parents do what they need to do, why not? Questa, Mobile Tracker, Norton Family, and Secure Teens is the one I got. We have got now our resident education specialist and parent coach, Ayanda Didiana, with her outlook on the situation.
Good morning, Bad Moms Club. Good morning, Anonymous. Listen, we live in a time where internet and security are really major threats to our teenagers in terms of their security. And sometimes our children do very irresponsible things as well over the internet. So naturally, I am definitely all about spyware, security apps, putting like tracker stuff on our kids' phones. I do that to my kids as well. But what I really think is important is that you have to have the conversations about internet and those kind of security stuff with your daughter to start with. And also you need to inform your daughter that you are putting these apps. You can maybe pretend that you didn't already put it in your phone, in her phone, and just tell her you're gonna do it, you know, if that makes you feel a little more comfortable. And just inform her about the concerns that you have as to why you're doing this. And obviously, you can tell her that this is non-negotiable. Listen, there are a lot of things that are very unsafe and unsecure that are happening over the internet. You know, sexual predators, so many things. So you just want to be extra, extra careful with your children, with your daughters, with your sons. So you can do as much as you can to make sure they're protected.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, that's where we'll leave Bad Moms Club for today. If you have a Bad Moms Club situation you'd like advice on, drop us a voice note 061-792-9495.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.